The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Here's a way to get some timeless stillness. Cato knew the feeling. Seneca knew it. Marcus Aurelius knew it. The stillness of the baths, which the Romans built and enjoyed across the empire for centuries. The quiet of the cavernous rooms with their big, thick stone walls. The darkness that came from laying face down during a massage. The thick air of the steam room. The restorative waters of the heated pool. The white noise of the fountains as they burbled. The quick breath, insta-consciousness that came from moving from the hot pool in to the cold pool. It was a timeless Roman tradition, a part of daily life where busy men and women could escape from the dusty, noisy outside world. It was a safe place, a place for stillness and solitude, despite being surrounded by activity and other people. It seems quaint and distant, doesn't it? Except you could have this stillness right now. It's the same stillness available at old-timey private clubs and 24-hour fitnesses alike. You can get it at fancy hotel spas and the cheap bathhouses that dot the globe. Crazy enough, you can even access it at the rudest thermal baths in Budapest, which were built in the 1500s. The baths are just a few miles down the Danube River from the ancient Roman baths where Marcus Aurelius would have dipped when he was in the city and writing meditations. In fact, this bath in Budapest actually draws from the same ancient spring that Marcus would have used. There are even two old baths from ancient Rome in Italy and Algeria, both more than 2,000 years old, that are still in use today. For thousands of years, humans have been partaking in this experience, slowing down, ducking out from the busy streets and into a quiet place for the wonders of the water, for that restorative alternative between hot and cold, cold and hot. It was available to Paleolithic tribes in the form of natural springs, to the Romans by feats of engineering genius, and to you via the benefit of modern convenience. Tap into this. Dip into it. You'll feel better after. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He asks real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.